This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Texting while driving is dangerous, and a new report from the American Automobile Association suggests that even when you're using voice commands to control your device, that's dangerous too. So are we ready to make inspecting the driver's recent cell phone use a part of investigating accidents? A state lawmaker in New Jersey has proposed a bill that would allow law enforcement to confiscate a phone if there were any reasonable grounds to believe it contributed to the crash. Udi Offer of New Jersey's American Civil Liberties Union says this is not a good idea.
This bill would sidestep basic and long-held constitutional protection.
Fourth Amendment rights against unreasonable search and seizure, for instance. But in New Jersey alone, highway safety organizations estimate there were nearly 2,000 accidents involving handheld devices during 2011. So while legislators and others debate the constitutionality of this kind of restriction, parents and kids continue to debate it at home. Janelle Burley Hoffman is a mother of five who helps us understand how to behave with technology. She tells family members, just turn it off.
And if it can't wait, then I can pull over and handle whatever business that needs to be handled so I'm fully present either as a driver or as a person talking on the phone or responding to a text.
There could be tech changes afoot here as well. Phones of the future might be able to tell when you're in the car and refuse to send or receive text or email.